Welcome to the PR for Dolphins podcast. My name is Irene Maloney. Our topic today is your company's Q&A for the media. Do you have a one-page document that explains your product or service in an easy-to-understand language? For your media effort to be successful, you need this quick reference document. It helps to explain the significance of your product or service. If you've tried to do this before, you know it's easier said than done, right? I always recommend starting with a question and answer format, where both the question and the answer are kept short and simple. Start with what your product or service is, why it's significant, and then go from there. The Q&A should be no more than 1 to 2 pages long. Don't be afraid to get some help. A lot of times, the innovators are the ones that sit down to come up with the Q&A, and that's okay for draft one. But with rare exception, if a person lives and breathes in technical terminology, it will be difficult for them to create a document that's easy for the general public to understand. Today, with budget constraints and complex innovations, we somehow still task the innovators to create the story and then wonder why it's so difficult for others to understand what we're trying to share with them. Let me give you an example. If you're having a complex surgery, your physician normally teams up with other specialists to make sure everything goes smoothly. You'll have your anesthesiologist there, possibly another physician, and a team of support people to help the surgery go smoothly. Can you imagine if your physician tried to do everything on her own? Technical teams need an internal or external communication specialist that is very familiar in translating complex terminology. And this is a very important point. They need to have proven skills and have samples for you to review that shows that they're able to take some technical information and put it in very simple language. The communication specialist needs to work closely with the different departments involved to make sure the information is both accurate and understandable to the general public. At the end of the day, if too many people have a hand in this information, they need to be the one that goes through at the end and again simplify the language. It may seem like this method takes a bit more time and resources in the beginning, but the difference will actually be achieving your goals versus just adding to the difficult to understand noise that the media has to deal with on a daily basis. You'll find that this document will serve multiple purposes. It will become helpful in training your employees, outside agencies, representing your business, partners, investors, and anyone else that needs to know about your business. Don't put this document off. The sooner you start, the sooner you'll be able to better communicate the significance of your product or service. Once you have it, you'll wonder how you survived without it. Thank you for joining us. For more information regarding the PR for Dolphins books, events, and services, please visit www.prfordolphins.com. My name is Irene Maloney. I look forward to connecting with you soon.